I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden acknowledged the National Day of Prayer with a proclamation and a social media post. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wrote on X that Scripture tells us to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. He went on to say that his prayer is that Americans keep faith that our best days are ahead and continue to believe in honesty, decency, dignity, and respect. In a National Day of Prayer proclamation, the president said prayer is deeply personal, but also has played an important role in American life. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Biden has defended the right of free speech, but says order must prevail on college campuses where pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel protests are happening. President Biden condemns those protesters who are resorting to violence.
Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law.
Former President Donald Trump has criticized Mr. Biden for not speaking out more. The campus protesters want the U.S. to cut off support for Israel. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits was unchanged last week.
The Labor Department reports unemployment claims for the week ending April 27th were 208,000, the same as the previous week. That's the fewest since mid-February. In total, 1.77 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended April 20th. That's also the same as the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, weekly unemployment claims are considered a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 322 points. The NASDAQ rose 235 with the S&P 500 advancing 45. This is SRN News. A new survey of tithing.
About 15% of Americans say they donate money to a church every week, according to the latest from the Public Religion Research Institute. 26% of the general public say they tithe once or twice a month or a few times per year. Amongst people who identify as Christian, about one in four give money to their church every week. Republicans tithe a lot more than Democrats, older people more than the young. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's Republican-led legislature has killed two bills that would have curbed transgenderism. One measure would have barred males from using female bathrooms and locker rooms in public buildings, including university dormitories. The other would have specified that sex is determined at birth and that there are only two sexes and every individual is either male or female. The bills died quietly while in Mississippi and House, Senate, and leaders failed to agree on compromise versions. This is SRN News. A major tragedy may have been averted in Wisconsin after officials ordered a lockdown, and police action in the town of Mount Horeb may have headed off a school shooting. More from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Schools in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin were locked down Wednesday.
Police officers from the Mount Horeb Police Department responded to a report of an individual with a weapon outside the middle school.
State Attorney General Josh Call and sound from WKOW.
Police officers responded to that threat and they used deadly force.
Call did not say what type of weapon the suspect had or whether he'd fired it.
The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
No word either on his age or which school he attended. However, Mount Horeb School District Superintendent Steve Salerno credited new safety precautions. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.